Senator, this is Denny Bannister with Farm Bureau.
Yes.
As I understand it, President Roosevelt initiated all of the dams and the reservoirs and so forth along the Missouri River with the intention of flood control and then secondary for river navigation. And that was the original intent. Now, since that time, especially in recent years, it seems like we've gotten more and more away from the original intent of that. Do you think we can get back to the original intent, or do you think we're going to have to make some sacrifices along the way there?
Well, I think that this is the right moment for us to try to unify behind that original intent. Senator Hovind has had to move from his home because of flooding. He and his wife are now living in an apartment, and they have pumps running and sandbags around their home. And he is one of many people in his state that are seeing firsthand the kind of problems that we all too frequently see downriver. And so I think the fact that there has been serious flooding at the northern part of the basin gives us an opportunity for us to unite behind what should be the most obvious common purpose of all of the efforts, and that is to make sure that people don't lose life or property due to flooding. So I think this is the right time for us to come together and try to unify behind that purpose, or maybe say reunify behind that purpose, and move forward from there.
Senator McCaskill, this is Rudy Keller from the Columbia Tribune.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that there's a lot of talk about reworking the way the Corps operates the river. Is it a good idea to make decisions based on one extreme event? Because 5 years ago, these reservoirs were at their lowest level ever. Now they're at their highest level ever. What is hope to really be achieved?
Well, I think the issue here is, yes, there's no question that we had a drought a few years back, and there has been, over the last several decades, incidences where we are struggling. That's part of the challenge here, is that there are years we're struggling with enough water for navigation, and then there's other years we're struggling with too much water and flooding. And I think it is making sure that the modeling is correct. And that's one of the things we want to talk about tomorrow. Is this an outlier, or do we see a trend developing? Last year was also a lot of water. They're bringing it down to the level that the manual requires them to bring it down to every January. And I guess the question is that level the right level? And the second question is, if we're going to have a lot of water, what are the protocols that are in place right now for the release in terms of the timing and the quantity? And I think those are some basics we need to get at and see if we can't find some agreement and make sure that we're all communicating off the same page.
Senator, this is Chris Blank with the Associated Press. You talked about trying to find some consensus on some action items. Can you be more specific as to what you're hoping to get consensus on? Are these specific plans going forward, or things that need to be further evaluated? What do you mean by the action items?
Well, I think what we want to do is look at some of the things that we want to go over with the Corps. The action items would be what's in the Corps' toolbox, what resources do they have for this flood fight. We want to make sure that we get all of us get the same river forecast through Labor Day. We want explanation about the events that have led up to the flooding this year. I think all of us being in the room at the same time and getting the same information is going to be helpful. I think we've got to talk about claims process for landowners. I think I want to hear from them directly that I know they've apologized for the letters that went out in an effort to buy land under these circumstances. I was pleased they apologized so quickly after I sent them the letter asking them to quit, kicking people when they're down. And I want to find out about those letters and the whole land acquisition program, what's been spent, what they project to be spent. And also, I think we all need to discuss, I mean, this is the reality that everyone needs to realize, is that up until this year, every project the Corps has done has been an earmark. Have they been able to get to the priorities of the river system, even though they've been handcuffed by the unique demands of every individual, not every, because I wouldn't do it, and there's a few of us that have never done it, but have they been handcuffed by the demands of powerful senators or congressmen that serve on certain appropriations committees? And has that harmed their ability to really address what should be the number one priority, flood control? So those are the kinds of things that I think we want to talk about, and obviously this is going to be a free-ranging discussion, but I think it's going to be helpful to have us all hearing the same information and asking, hearing each other's questions, and then we can, I hope, then forge a plan to move forward in a way that makes sense for the entire Missouri River system instead of pitting the north against the south, which has been the traditional way this place has operated.
This is Bob Pretty. How would you see balancing what you've been talking about with the upstream recreation interests and the downstream endangered species concerns? Are those things that need to be thrown overboard, so to speak?
Well, they certainly need to be diminished in terms of what the priority has to be. And I think that's what we need to get at tomorrow and see if we can't reach agreement. If we just come out of this meeting tomorrow with a unified front on flood control as by far the number one priority, I think that sends the right signal to the Corps moving forward, and I think it provides a basis of working cooperation between varied interests along the river. And, I don't know what it is about the Missouri River, but in every state but one, we have both a Democrat and a Republican representing those states. The ultimate swing states appear to be along the river. So I think we've got an opportunity for not only north-south cooperation, but bipartisan cooperation. And around here, I'd pitch a tent and hang out all day if I could get some bipartisan cooperation on anything, much less something as important as flood control along the river.
Every day the Corps has a teleconference with us and other people from throughout these states, and one of the things they point out regularly is that the Corps levies are all doing their job, but it's the private levies or the levy district levies that are the ones that are being overtopped or are collapsing. Would you consider having the Corps take over the entire levy system the length of the river?
Well, I want to be careful about the federal government stepping out to take over everything anywhere at this point. We are laboring, as I'm sure most of you are very aware of a federal government that has overextended itself. And we want to make sure that we don't continue down that path of overextending ourselves. The state of Missouri took on a lot of highways in Missouri and that were local and county responsibilities. And as a result, we have struggled in Missouri with a larger per capita responsibility of highway maintenance than almost any state in the country. And we've paid a price for that. So do I want to make sure that we have levee protection along the river? Yes. But I want us to be very careful and cautious about biting off more than we can chew, especially since we've got to cut back on how much the federal government spends, not add to the responsibilities of the federal government right now. Anybody else?
Yes, Senator. The annual flood, this is Rudy Keller again, the annual flood pulse that they had included in the manual in 2004 is supposed to have the effect of benefiting wildlife, but it also has the effect of releasing water from the upstream reservoirs at the time when the runoff is coming. Why do you think that people have been so opposed to a release of water that generally will raise the river level 6 inches to a foot at Jefferson City, Missouri?
Why do you think people have been opposed to releasing that water?
Why has this particular item been such an issue when it does create space in the reservoirs and it doesn't raise the river that much?
Well, I think that You know, there's a lot of competing concerns here, Rudy, as you know. I mean, we've got agricultural production. We've got navigation. We have environmental. We have flood, and further up north, we have recreation. And all of those things have people who are working very hard for those goals and people who are working against those goals, depending on which interests they are trying to promote. And I think in that whole stew, somehow we have not stayed as focused as we might need to be on flood control. Now, if this year is an outlier, then that's great news. But I think it's very important for all of us, I'm speaking now for all of the senators in these states, to ask the questions and try to get the information necessary to make sure that what's going on this year does not become a repeating occurrence. This is devastating, and it serves no purpose for us to do better on navigation or do a little better on environmental or do better on recreation if at the end of the day people are losing thousands of acres of agricultural production and losing their homes and businesses are going under. That just doesn't work. So I think that, you know, this stuff is not easy. This is hard, and interests are not always aligned. And I've just got my fingers and toes crossed that this might be a moment that we might be as aligned as we're ever going to get, and I don't want to lose the opportunity.
But the flood pulse never is intended to flood anybody, and with the years it's been used, it has not flooded anybody. But it does have the added. I just was wondering what seems to be the big objection to this small release of water, which creates space and would add to flood control at the upper end. What do people tell you in Missouri that says about why they don't like it? What are they saying to you about it, about that particular aspect of river management?
I think that there has just been a resentment that it feels to some Missourians that there has been too much of a focus on one fish or wildlife and not enough focus on the river as it relates to the most important part of our economy in Missouri, which is agriculture, and landowners' rights as it relates to the spring rise, and all of those issues come into play. So I think part of it may be a massive failure to communicate effectively about the pulse release and what its impact is. But the concerns that Missourians have are real, and I think it's awfully hard to say that what the Corps has been doing is working well when you're standing up to your midsection in water. And so I think people's frustration have boiled over this year, and with that has come a lot of complaints on a lot of different subject matters. And hopefully in a calm and focused environment, we can all work together and kind of push our way through the stress and the emotion of the flooding this year and make it better for years to come all along the Missouri River. And that's what the goal is here. Who knows if we can accomplish that? I arrived in the Senate in the middle of a big fight over a duplicative river study, and I learned quickly through the help of Senator Bond about some of the fights that had occurred between North Dakota and Missouri through the years between two powerful appropriators, Byron Dorgan and Kit Bond. And as it turns out, none of that really worked for either up north where they're flooded or down south where we're flooded. And so hopefully we're just going to try this a different way and hope it works out better.
Hi, all. It's Anna Marie in Senator McCaskill's office again. Wanted to let you know we have time for about one more question. Thank you.
Well, if nobody else is going to jump in, I will, but I'll let somebody else have a chance.
Anybody else besides the dean?
Come on.
I hate to call you old, Bob, but I think you've been asking. I think you're the only one on this call that's been asking me questions since January of 1983.
Yeah,
so.
you were a pup. Anyway, all right. For 65 years, this system seems to have worked pretty well. The floods of 93, the flood of 51, those are nothing that the upstream reservoirs could have stopped. They were all because of rain downstream. Now we've got this one extraordinary situation in Montana with the snowfall and the rain, and now they've got a problem with the upstream reservoirs that we're feeling down here. Somehow, your idea that because we have this one outlier, as you like to call it, in 65 years or whatever it's been, there's all of a sudden this great tendency for everybody in political position to jump on this and not let a good disaster go to waste. I'm still having trouble coming to grips with exactly how you and this group are going to get your hands around Mother Nature and say she can't do this kind of stuff.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks we can get our hands around Mother Nature. Even United States senators, I hope, know better than that. I do think that there has been an uptick in water the last several years, if you look at the historic levels. The question is, do we need to take a look at the modeling? Is this year, and we don't know if this year is an outlier. If we knew that, then we'd be in great shape. But I think the question is, I think everybody has questions about how this happened and why this happened. Is it just a matter of a lot of water in Montana? Could it have been managed better? Are there changes that could have occurred that would prevent this from happening again? And I don't think that we're going to reach any major change tomorrow in terms of how the river is going to be managed, but I think we're going to have an opportunity to air out some questions and give the Corps an opportunity in I think, a productive environment to give the same information to all of us so that we can work forward, hopefully, with the same set of facts. And then we can do our best to provide the oversight and the funding that Congress should provide. There's no magic bullet here that we're going to all of a sudden tomorrow say we're never going to have another flood. On the other hand, there's legitimate questions that have come up in this year. And I think it's important those questions get addressed.